and the Mifter Meliyahu, the Galif, and his mem, tells a story that he saw when he was traveling, probably during the war, when he was traveling in the north. He said he saw a pack of hungry wolves looking for something to eat. And suddenly they all spotted what he says, a nivlas chayiketan, a small little animal. And naturally, all the wolves jumped onto that little chaya. And there wasn't enough for probably even one of them, certainly not for all of them. And they started fighting. No one would give up. No one was willing to be mevata, none of them. And the way he writes it, he describes it very vividly. Before long, all you saw was there was a big pool of blood. And most of the animals had fell down, left. And a few were left, the strongest, the Giborim, were left. And they too started to fight. Until, the way he describes it, the Menatzeach, the winner, he saw, and he said he still remembers it years later, walked with the veil in its mouth, and the whole path that it took was full of blood. And he remembered the scene, every wolf was bloody, was wounded, was cut, and the winner was also cut, but he was the winner, he survived it all. I remember when I saw this, he rather was talking about a different Indian, but when I saw this story, to me it was a perfect Hagdama to the Indian of Tikkun HaMidos. This desire, this pathetic scene, I should say, is really a perfect Hagdama when you talk about the Nyanim of an Adma Chavere. Whether it's Machlaikis, whether it's Ka, whether it's Sinna. But this is the inevitable result. In all of these situations, there's no winner. No one gains. The only question is who loses less? Mishlotzich, Maharketzich. We all know how much a person loses from sinas chinam, from kas, from achloikis. I don't mean what he loses at Yenevelt, but I mean what he loses on Develt. The Chacham Mikol Adam writes, Toyef nafshay bi'apad. A person, when he's angry, he tears himself apart. That's that scene. Mishlot zich alein. When the chinuch speaks about sinas chinam, he writes, Hamida habchusav hanemeses tachlis hamias ve'ene kol bal seichel. It's this scene. And the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Avos, speaks about sinna, sinas habrias moitzien es ha'odim in ha'olam. The maven realizes it's not Yenevelt. It's this felt. How ironic it is, just in the past few days, I was brought to my attention, and I remember machlokes, sichsuchim, and I saw this scene in front of me. This scene of those wolves, mishlotzich, mahagetzich. Who's the winner? No one's the winner. And whether it's kas, machlokes, or sinas chinam, the only eight is savlonis. The only way to go through this long derech in Olam Haza is when a person knows how to deal with the situation, to live with situations. The Altan, one of his shmuzim, Chelik Aleph, Maimereish, Lamed Ches, he writes, Miyiten v'yistragol memidas ha-savol. Halavai, we should have that midah, ki zeh shoyish kol ha-midas v'ha-manucha, v'shoyish kol ha-mailas. And anybody with a little experience realizes how emes this is. That you can't live in this world without the maila of savlonis. Whether it's bein adam lechaveray, whether it's bein ish leishtay, but we are kulam bein adam liatzmai. How a person tears himself apart, toyef nafshay biapoy, miyiten v'yistragol b'midas hasavo. The Teres Kahanim, the Chukai Seicha, Vav, says it so beautifully, Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. Sha Shalom Shakul Keneged HaKol. There's nothing more important than the Midah of Shalom. And Shalom does not mean only there's no war, but Shalom means knowing how to deal with situations. Being in a situation that a person would get angry, but he realizes it means Shalom in Klum. Someone told me a story. I wasn't Lashon Hara. I had to try to help a little bit. In his own family, there were two brothers. One got married, one wasn't married, and they had a machlekes. Now, they're both, these brothers are marrying off Einikov. They're both, to this stage, they're marrying off Einikov. And they don't come to each other's chasanis. That's what it is. A person makes a chasan in every simcha. Is it gestert to simcha? Me yiten di yisragel b'midas ha-savol. Im ein shalom ein klum. But of course the obvious question is Mayasa Haben Veloyechta. A person feels the tsar, a person feels the pain, he feels the bizyainis that sometimes happen. The person has to realize him ain't shalom ain't klum. Segut is ein gut. Remember that. Segut is ein gut. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to have that mylan is gava of Savlonis. But the shail is, what's the yetzer? What's the mahalach? What's the practical plan? So I'd like to try, Bez Hashem, this evening to give you somewhat of a plan, somewhat of a aschola, a shteitzach. There's no one easy answer, there's no overnight answer, like the Alten a different shmuz in Chelik Beis and Mamzayin. It's a beautiful, beautiful lesson. Chul anachnu marim bez Hashem ki atoyer hi lahanim chayeyim gam ba'oilam hazeh lahafli ma'oid. The yikra of Torah and the frat in minodim lachaveri and midah is to give a person simcha sachayim, to let a person enjoy life. V'zeh schori ba'oilam hazeh tikkun ha'midah is minodim lachaveri oid v'schari z'oilam hazeh u'lo'ilam ha'bo he writes eini yedeya kama veveh. But that's the yisayit. It's a good to zayin good. It's good to work on midas. It's good to be misakin tchuna yisrois. But then he adds, "Rakein davar ba'olam asher yiras chare b'liyamo." Nothing goes easy. It needs a melech. So let's try tonight, Bez Hashem, to try to find the mahalach, how to be kinder. This shayrish called hamidas, the shayrish of all inyanim tovim, the inyan of savlanis. I once had a machshava and I learned a shtikla gemara. I think it'll help us be kind of this mid in this gav of savlanis. Hopefully it will help us realize that savlanis is the only choice. The gemara in Chulin says a very modna maisa. Ami inchi shev shani imra biksa mibika. 7 years that tells the gemara, the zvuv Zacha, the fly, had a fight with the Zvuv Nekeva. A couple, the fly couple. What was the machlekes? 7 years to make a machlekes by Nishla Ishtai. The Amr Allah, Chazite Leila Bar Machuza, she said, I saw that you saw a person, and you got a bite, you took a bite, you got a little blood, and you didn't tell me? You didn't tell me. So because of the chutzpah you hear, he literally took a chapta bite, like they say, chapta bite kipsute, and you didn't tell your wife. And for 7 years the machloek is lasted. What play? The flies, the machloek is bite. But the Gemara continues. Frag, the Gemara can't even be. Because we know that the lifespan of that bika is only 1 day. So how could they fight 7 years if it only lives 1 day? Something like you're right, it only lives 1 day. But the Shani did who? In other words, imagine that the life, the 1 day is 70 years. So 7 years, 1/10, 10% of its life, they were busy fighting about their terrible chutzpah. Which makes the world more pleiadic. This Maisa, like Mepharshim say, is not true, it's not real. But what's the point? A zachar and a zvuv and a keva, and you saw the way the Gemara describes, he came up from swimming and you bit him and you didn't tell me, and shevish, and 7 years, it's only a mushel, it's a mushel, a gabi mushel. Hashteitzach, like every other particular Torah, there are Razi Yazin, the Yasaidis in this Gemara. But Abba Heritage, I think the Pashat the Muvan, the Pashat the Mechuvan of this Gemara. We look at the story, we can't begin to understand it, we can't begin to fathom how could a fly be so silly? How could a fly be so irrational? It's pathetic, it's Pashat Rachmanis. Is it worth it? Is it worthwhile? Good. He did an avla, didn't tell you. But look what you're doing to yourself. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to fight 7 years because of something that the other person did? He's becoming terrible. But look what you're doing to yourself. You practically wasted a lifetime fighting over a cleaning account. It's unconceivable, it's unthinkable. How could flies be so silly, right? But you know what the bigger pell is? How come we are so silly? I don't mean chalud anybody in particular. I mean me, even Anoshim Ke'erki. How come we hear stories of machlokes, of sechsuchim, that are mamish much more silly than this scene? Someone bothers another person, someone gets another person upset, and they're marrying off Einikloch, and they're not talking to each other? That's not Sheva Shani Didu, that's a Gansel Leben, Mefirte Machloikis. And the person involved told me that his brother, they don't even remember what the Machloikis is about. That's how long it is. And you think to yourself, how could a person be so silly? Rabbi Eli Lapian writes in his Sefer, Maisa, that he knows personally, two sisters had a Machloikis. And Vahi Ayoyim, one sister was about to die, and B'she'eris Koicha, she whispered to her daughter, call the other sister. So the daughter ran, oh, at least now the Machloikis will end. At least she'll die knowing that the Machloikis is put to an end. So the sister, other sister heard, and she ran the mamish as quick as possible. She don't want to miss it. At least they won't, she won't die the Machloikis. So the sister that was sick, laying in the deathbed, barely could talk, the She'eris Kleicha, motion, come close. So the sister bends close, hoping to hear the words. And this Rabbi Eli Lapian, the Ish Emes, writes what he knows. She jumped up and bit her sister's nose and said, at least I could die knowing I got my nekama. At least I could die knowing I got my nekama. And with that she died. Pillow ploy, right? Dixon, we can't understand. And what's with people? This is her, the way she died. Now she's ready to face Bezin Shalmaila. She got the nekama. Does he skelept? When the Gemara in Sachem Kufit Gimel says, Shloisha Chayeyim Einem Chayim, and one of them is someone, the Baal Machloikis, the Raksim, the Kasim, it doesn't mean Yenevelt. It means I'm this way. But a person could sink so low and become such an unseicheldik that that's the person's way to die. And what's happening for Machloikis? What's happening for Kas? It's Meiti Yisadim in Ha'olam. Chayayim Einam Chayim. And what does he gain? We all know what he gains with the Gemara and Kedushin. Daf Mem, Am Aleph. Raksam, Le'olse B'yodi El Raksimus. All he has is a kas that causes a person Agmas Nefesh. So why do we do it? We look at the Gemara, we can't understand as a Narishkeit, a Kleinikeit. I once spoke to someone who was destroying himself and his family, and he was mechanech his children. They knew what the machlekes he was carrying on. So he told me, "Do you know what he did to me? Do you know what he did to me?" So I said, "I don't know." You tell me, but I don't know. But I know what you're doing to yourself. I know what you're doing to yourself. You're destroying yourself. You're destroying your family. We can't understand the fly, right? But you know something? We don't have to understand the fly. It's only a mushroom. But we have to understand our own actions. What does machlokes bring a person? What does kas give to a person? What does sinas chinam do to a person? Meitzias adam in ha'olam. There's a Moedik Rambam. He writes to his the sun. Al teshatzu es nafshei seichem b'machloikis. Hamechale guf v'hanefesh v'hamomayn. Umanisha oid, what's the maskana? Re'isi, this lashon, the heilige lashon of the Rambam, levonim hishchiru, ufachais nifchasu, umishpachais nisfachu, visorim husu migdulasam, ayaret gedoilis is aru, ukibutzim nifrodu, chasidim nifsodu, v'anshi emuna ovdu, v'nichpodim niklu v'nizbazu, v'sibas hamachlekes. And anybody with experience in Olam Hazeh sees how emes this is. How chashiv of the people become ois chashiv. How yeshivas are destroyed. And then he adds, as if he didn't say enough, Nevi'im nivu v'chachomim chichmu v'lechlesofim chivshu v'yishvu l'saper ra'os ha-machleikis v'lo higiyu l'tachlis. That's what machleikis, that's what kaz, that's what sinim does to a person. And you know what makes it even more painful? You know what makes the mashal so much more painful? Time is so precious. Time is so precious. Yofa sha'achas ba'olam hazeh. What it means is sha'achas in olam hazeh. And lida, life is so short. And people throw away sha'achas in days and weeks and machlekes. B'shana didhu aganza leb mefirta machlekes. And even if it's not a machlekes, but the sinner that stays in a person's heart. How could the Amar Abaye, the Amar Rava go into a heart that's filled with machlekes? Rabbi Yisrael used to say, the Ashta Mitzvah in the Torah, the Ashta Divri, he would say, is Zainis Kainar and Zainis Kantipish. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Look at the fly and how you think it's ridiculous, it's Billy Cheshvin. So why do we do the same? And let me ask you, think back. Hopefully it's a long, long time ago. But think back to the last time you had a machlekes, a taina, a sinner. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? And think if you would have stopped before it started. Someone did a novel, he was 1,000% wrong, Naniach. If you could have said, it's okay. If you could have been the Savalin, the Sherish Kalamidis. If you could have said, I'll forget it. Think how much time, how much Sha'achas, and how much precious, precious time you would have saved. Think how much you would have avoided the Agmas Nefesh, the Raksanusa, that Engmar Raksanusa. And this is a Maskana. That's always the Lo Shav Lanu. It's not worth it. It's not Kedai. The Sefer Chasidim and Peiches writes, Achis Ketata is Charata. And I once said that's not Halacha. That's a Metzias. Just like the sun shines in the morning, that's the Metzias. The Achis of every Machlekes is always Ketata. Because the only question is who loses less? Who's less bloody, like the Mashal? The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Deis, when he speaks about Savlanis Taka, or the someone who decides not to be the Savlan. And let me tell you, Savlanis does not mean in a major machlekes with a major taina. It means the daily encounter, the daily nisyonis that we have when someone at Kechep or someone at Kishtet. So the Rambam writes in Halacha, this inyan of principle, I'm going to get my way. Ro'a rabbi hi adma oid. El roya lo la odom yes mavel mi doisit al kol divrei ha'olam. In any situation, on any matzif, sha kol eitzel hamavinim divrei hevel v'havoi. It's all narishkeit. It's all narishkeit. Ve'einan kedai linkom aleihem. You know what the Rambam is telling us? Even if it was a major problem and a major insult and a major upset, but Amen Kedai, what are you giving up? The fly had a taina. But 7 years, Gehagaduch Yishlok, is it worth it? And this, I think, is the Aleph of Savlonis. Remember those words, the Amen Kedai, whatever it is, now how bad it is, and how bad the Nisayan is, and how bad the Busha was. It's not today. The Chofetz Chaim like zogin, im ein medav zayin frum, medav zayin klug. To be wise. Like if Yisrael used to say, Zionish can nar, Zionish can tippish. And that then is applicable to any inyan of Mered Mahaveh, Bafrat and Midas. Ainan Kedai, Sof Kel Sof, it's not worth it. So you might be wondering, it's so poshut. It sounds, and it is so true. So why do we see so many machlokes? Do you mean to tell me everybody's a nar and a tippish? That's the shalom. It's a good kasha. But the answer, and the only answer, like the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph writes, he speaks about kas, and Vashleitzach kas means sin and machlokes. And he describes the Baal machlokes. Ad shekvar libei baal imoy va'atzosei nivra. When someone is angry, when someone is bekas, he loses his mind. The only thing that's working in him, the only seichel that's working in him, is the kas, is the taina. Avada doesn't make sense. But that's what happens when a person is fatainit, and when a person's heart is filled with the sam hamavet of kas, of machlekes. He loses his mind, he loses his seichel. I ask you, a person, call your mare, she fights with her sister, and she can't die until she bites her sister's nose. It's a shigoyin, it's a shigoyin she'en kamayu. People, mature, adults, grandparents, they don't go to mahadachasinus. What could have been worse than doing that to yourself, to your families? But it's not a kasha, because that's the sakona atzuma. And I once gave a mashal, a very vivid mashal. You go over to a person, an intelligent person, and you tell him, did you hear that someone killed a family? Parents and 6 children. Can't believe it. And they say, you know something? It was you. Me? I never did that. Because you sure did yesterday. You got drunk, very drunk, and you drove a car, and you didn't see where you were going. You didn't see anything, in fact. You weren't even on this Velkimat. And you drove into a car, and you killed the whole family in the car. The person was chalish. An intelligent person, a rational person, a careful person, a sensitive person. But when someone is sick or when someone is intoxicated, he can make harm of the world. So you imagine you go over to the person while he's drunk and you say, wait a minute, do you see the stop sign? He probably starts laughing, he probably falls on the floor. You know how we look on Purim? And you say, you know, you're going to kill people. You can imagine how he acts. A day before, a day after, this is Ritzicha, he can't even think of it. But that's what he did. When someone has no seichel, when ein atzun atzosay niver of ein loy manei klau, only the wine, I can chor machen avelt. Can have charata before and after, but the shas maisa, you tell him there's a stop sign, you tell him there's a human being, there's a universe. He doesn't understand, you're talking to the walls. And that's a very accurate marshal of what the Mishil Sharon means. How could a person be so silly? How could a person be so insane to be mighty as Atzmim in a Oilam? How could a person take on the machlokes that's Mechalak, the Rambam says, that destroys Gashmias, Ruchnias, Yeshivas, Shtetlach, everything? Because at that moment he's not thinking. And this is the first cheshbon. When a person wants to be kind of the midin is gov of savlonis, to remember that's the only alternative, that's the only choice. The only other choice is sichlus. Let me put this clearly. You know you have to be a savlon, you know you have to be mevata, you know you have to be a goody-goody, or a sucker like some people say. I'll tell you why. because it's good for you. It's good for you in Olam Haza, and it's certainly good for you in Olam Haba. You'll be a happier person, you'll be able to live happier, you'll be able to live with people, you'll be able to get along with Chaveim and Rebbeim and neighbors and parents and wives and in-laws. Because if not, anybody in the world, your closest friend and your own family, could do something that will make you waste mensch. That will make you like the drunk driver, that you will bring you to the worst of areas. That's why you have to be a savor. Like the Alter used to say, Maktin hanisayin magdal ha'amuna. Instead of taking a frumah cheshbin, talk to the zich. Talk to the zich. It's not worth it to get angry. It's not worth it to have a grudge. It's not worth it to be machzik in machlokes. It's not worth it to lose yourself. Because you're literally losing yourself. But there is one other choice. There are other alternatives to Savlanis. The Medrash in the Yikra test, Ois test, the Mavaldikim Medrash, a very deep Medrash. Godel HaShalom, the Givaldikim Mail of Shalom.
Why?
Look, the Medrash has it. Uma El Yoinim, She'ein Lehem, Lai Kina, Lai Sina, Vilai Sachus. Don't have any of these poisons, any of these sam hamoves, and still, in spite of that, tzrichin shalom. Hadohu dechsev oisa shalom b'mreinav. Shalom is so important. Shalom is so taya. Shalom is so vital that they don't have any of these things, and still the Eibishter has to make shalom. So tachtoinim that they do have all this. Alachas kama v'chama. You know something? That's the other alternative. That's the other choice if you don't want to be a savlin. It's kina, it's sinna, it's sachus, it's matas u'merivas, it's machloikas and ayin hara. And in each and one of this, the chazal tell us, but more importantly, the chush, the seichel tells us, it's moitzias adam in oilam. It pays. It pays to be a savlin. So why Vishas Maisa, don't we? Why can't we? Because once this cast, once a person loses himself, the only Manea he has is the cast. Mom is like the drunk driver. But there's another Nikuda. Maybe it's before the first one. That we can change. That every person can change his tchuna. It's true, some have a bigger challenge, a more difficult challenge, but every person can change if he wants to. I once heard my Rebbe Zayin Gesund. He spoke about the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Hey. A marvel dicky Rambam, but afasach pashtein the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "V'shus l'chol adam nesuna." Every person here, asher yashnei poi v'ashnei nenu poi. Zok the Rambam im rotzel lahatei saat, if he wants to change the derech hatoiva liyos sadik harishus biyodoi, to be a tzadik, me? That's what the Rambam says. And in halacha beis he qualifies what he says. El roi uloi liyos sadik kemoisher abenu. Azay paskin the halacha Rambam. And if not Zok the Rambam, I'm telling just excerpts. Elohu moi el miatmai umedaitai leezu derech sheyitza. It's up to a person, it's his choice, it's his option. And if not of the Rambam, v'kivan shekein, nimtza zechaytahu hifsid es atzmai. You have the choice to be the tzaddik, to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And remember then how he said it. The Rambam is talking to people with shver tchunas, with bad midas, with difficult midas, and he's telling them in no uncertain terms, don't say it's your nature. Say it's your choice. It's your decision. Because Harishus the sooner, and remember how he said it, for some it's harder, it's more difficult. But every person has the ability. There's a wonderful sefer, Erech HaPayim, and the Mechaber writes, he was a terrible kais in the Teva. And that's why he wrote a sefer, because he wrote it from his experience, how he was oika the midav kas. And you know what I think the biggest limit of that sefer is? That sefer teaches it's not your nature It's your choice. It's your decision. Rav Moshe, the Bar Midas Nifla, who when they put in a pacemaker, he made a cheshbe anefesh. Why do I deserve this? And he said he never hurt someone's feelings. And that story you all know. But probably you, many of you weren't even born, but by the Shloshim, by Rav Moshe in the east side, one of the Maspidim said what he heard from Pek Kotcher Rav Moshe, B'zeh HaLoshim, Ich gehad Midas to Tzereisen Menschen. At gehad Midas to Tzereisen Menschen, he had a tremendous temper, but he worked on himself. And he lived to over 90, and he couldn't think in his life an incident that he hurt someone's feelings. Rav Moshe's biggest limud, his most eloquent tshuva is, it's not your nature, it's your choice. That a person can change. A person that does have midas to tzedakah and mention can change. The Charedim in Chelek Aleph Periches. So that's the pshat having the Talmidav Shal Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Reidiv Shalom. And he asked, what pshat, Talmidav Shal Aaron? Say as they state. He says, no. Because every person could change. You think, I don't have it. I have a very quick temper. I don't have savlanis. No, you could change. I once saw the Maram Shik. Taich is the Mishnah. Kasha lichais. Noyach l'ratzais chotzim. Noyach lichais v'kasha l'ratzais rasha. Because up to Mamshik, you know why they chose the word chassid in Russia? Because a person thinks, listen, this is not for me. Me, this is not for me. I know how to learn, I daven, but me, I have a shver tchuna. Name! It's your choice. You're a Russia if not, and you're a chassid if yes. And this is something, this is the hagdama to Tikkun HaMidos. It's your choice. I'll never forget, I once spoke with someone. And I says, what are you doing this? Look what you're doing to yourself. She says, what can I do? I'm a Tyson B'teva. You know, probably the fly also said that, right? That's why he wasted his whole life. But the fly doesn't have to know better. But we have to know better. Then in a Kaddish Baruch Hu Bar B'Tunyim B'Yosef, that Nishus Nesuna L'Chol Adam. And if someone here is thinking that this is nice raid, but it's not for me, I want to tell you he's making the biggest mistake of his life. The Chafetz Chaim said about himself that he had shverim tchunis. The Chafetz Chaim was extra careful because he said he's a kohen, kohanim, raschanimim, and he was specially nizer kentekas. Nobody's above it. Nobody's above shverim midas. But it's just the sunnah l'chol adam. But lemaisa, now where do we go? It's important. It's vital. It's life and death kipshutai. And we could all change. But how do we change? So I want to give you, Bez Hashem, some eitzes, practical eitzes. Each one I think is enough. But certainly, Mineu Minei Tistaya Milsa. I once saw a talk from Rabbi Zohar Zangezunt. He said it in a very beautiful way. He spoke about being save of someone else, accepting someone else, not getting angry at everything that people do, even if the person did something wrong. And he said, a moment of trachten, of verstehen, was a viel achamot verstanden. What's shot? So he said in Parshas Balak, we find the whole incident with Bilam and the Chamor, that the Chamor got Bilam angry a number of times, and finally Bilam had it, and he hit the Chamor. So the pasuk says, "Vayiftach Hashem es piyason v'tayma ma asisloch kis kesani zeshalish shegolim." Why do you hit me three times? So Bilam says, "What do you mean? Why do I hit you? Because you mavayish me. It's allowed to be. Kenayu bezoyin Rashi taiches." And so Bilam says, "In fact, you deserve much more than this. You're worse, much worse. You mavaza me. Bilam the chacham mikol adam that he's equal to Moshe Chazal say." If I had a sword, I would even kill you. Be happy, I'm not killing you. Very good time. Three times the Chamor angered Bilam, but the Chamor wasn't finished. And the Chamor turns to Bilam and says, "Bilam, Bilam, you're making a mistake. Why? Haloi anoichi asoincha asher chavta alai mi oid chad ayoim hazeh. Ha-haskein hiskanti lash l'chakoy. The hammer stump Bilam. The chokum l'chachmei umes ha'oylam. And Bilam had nothing to answer. And Chazal Abdoishim seeing this a master, the epitome of Teichocha, the magician Vayigash, Parashat Tzadigimul Ois Yud, says, Oy, Lonu, Miyoyim Hadin, every Yid, every person, you have to give it in the Cheshvin, and what's going to be the Teichocha? So the magician, the Teichocha that Bilam received from his Chamor, Ha'askein, his Kanti, Lazikot, L'chokoy. So apparently this Teichocha was a Moyedika, Moyedika, effective way of showing someone his mistake. But what's Tagid of Shat? How does it have Shaykhus to us, to every one of us? So he explained. The Chamor is saying, you're right. I did an Avla and a second and a third Avla. And you couldn't b'shemaytan begin to understand. But what about what I did till today? Rachaf Talayim, Oidi Adayim, every day I was loyal, I was devoted. Ha-haskein hiskanti lashes l'chakoy, like Rashi teaches using the Targum. Ha-melef ha-lifel ha-mevelach kidein. Do I do this every day? You're right, you don't understand it. And you can't understand it. But why are you taking this one story? And from that you make a tiny avataina? And how about the other days? So why don't you think there must be something that you don't understand? You don't understand. But that's not the answer. That's a question. He's so devoted. So today you don't understand. So you can't explain. So you're quick to complain. You can't understand. You're quick to condemn. Why don't you think? Why don't you be a thinking person? Why don't you be a thoughtful person? People have chasroinus. People have bad days. People lose themselves. Ain't other nitfas al tzarei, Chazal say. Of course it was wrong. Of course it was 100% wrong. But why didn't you pause and think, maybe there's a reason? And just because you don't understand, there's a reason. Therefore you get angry. And that was the penetrating teichacha that the Chamor gave Bilam, and Bilam couldn't answer. Because the Chamor was right. And he said at the time, that's something that a person has to think before he reacts. Yes, it's wrong, the other person was 100% wrong. But think. Think, try to understand the other person. Eev like the Das Medabah that the Abishta said, Eev did wrong things, but he did it under duress, he did it under tzaris. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse for a person to do wrong things. But there's no excuse for a person not to be soivel. I know of a mice personally, two chaverim, they grew up. For 40 years, they were closest and the closest and the closest brothers. They learned in yeshiva, they lived together, they went there to Israel, they went on vacation together. And then there was that piece of sichsuch. And I knew one party, and I wanted to hear, push it. I thought maybe I could help. So I asked someone who's involved, knew what's doing with Pliny and Pliny. So he goes, Lahashmit Ulaharik. What? Lahashmit Ulaharik, and stay away, it's dangerous. You know what's missing? Ha-haskein hiskanti las l'chokon. 40 years. Ahuvim nemonim achim reyim. And they throw it away because of one incident. Naniach zolzayin, it's wrong. But that's what you do? And you know who the biggest loser is? L'hashmid l'harik. Can you imagine people? And he told me how the tzar they have. They live around the corner. And they just, whenever they see each other, it's mamish tam hamavis. That's the eitzah. To see the Meister, but be understanding. Be understanding that not everybody's perfect, not everybody's a Chofetz Chaim. Rav Chaim Moiz used to tell a Meister of the Chofetz Chaim. The Meister, I think the Eilam probably heard, but the Musa Haskell is so penetrating. The Chofetz Chaim remarried, so the first year he was ready a Zokin. So he built the Sukkah where he built it every year. So his new Rebbe came out, and she takes one look. The sukkah over there. You gotta put it over there. This is not a good place. That's the way a palm said over. The bank said over the story. So, the Chofetz Chaim didn't say a word. He just saw hours of learning, bled the Gemara down the drain, took the sukkah, and put it in the second place. Nope. As soon as he finished, he's ready to run back to the Gemara to make up the hours. The Rebbetzin comes out and goes, "You know something? I think you were right. The sukkah is better over there." That was the Chafetz Chaim. But you know what the godless was? You know how a person could be such a malach? Because he's understanding. He knows that people in the Frat Noshim are very indecisive. They can't make up their minds. And they can't live with something that they don't understand. So why get angry? And if I get angry, I'll get back the blood to Gemara. And if I say, "You wanted it there, it stays there." That's what the Eibishter wants. Shloisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyev, and the Mar Pesachim says, and one of them is Misha Eina Koyet. That's what the Eibishter wants. And what hurts me so much when I hear a Kaisu L'Shem Shemayim, that's a spear in a Yubay. There's nothing that's more of a spear than a Kaisu that about Machloikis L'Shem Shemayim. Shemayim wants Godel HaSholem. Shemay, the Eibishter said, Tamagdol HaKoycha Shabusha, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed because of Machloikis. So don't come with Shem Shemayim. There is no Kas L'Shem Shemayim. It's the biggest fear in a Yubay. And that's the Eitzah Aleph, to try to be understanding, to try to look at the Milas, to see a Chasaron, but go weiter. I understand the other person. He's not a Chafetz Chaim. I understand the other person. Ha'haskein hiskanti lashet l'chakoy. How it tears my heart. I hear, Bachim, I have tainas on my parents. After the Pumay, how could a person have tainas on his parents? A ganz leben they put into him, and he has tainas? Is ha'yesh l'cha haskein hiskanti gedoylem izu? He has tainas on his parents. How could a person say it? Tainus. And how about all the years of Haravanya? What's tainus? First be Makatoi for 1,000 years and then tell me your tainus. That's what the Chamor taught us. And you have to have Seichel the Chalapach is like a Chamor. Hahaske and his Ganti losses the Fakoi. But you know something? This works almost all the time. But what do you do in a situation that the person has no mindless? But if you ask him, Ha'askein iskanti las l'chakoy, you know what the answer is? You bet. Every day he does this. He's the nundik, he's the obnoxious person. What do you do then? So I'll give you another eitzah. And I wish we could speak more about it. I wish you would hear more about this. Because in life, you have to hear about it. There's a ma'aseh we have in Mekubal. It's printed in a number of svarim. You know, Yehuda had an Edom. He was called Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik. That says a lot about him. Let it suffice to say that Rabbi Yehuda and a tshuva writes about him, that when he wrote him a tshuva, his hand, his lashon is, Chalgufi, Yodi v'chalgufi, mirtas mimas, I'm shaking, I'm trembling from writing you a tshuva. Another place, the Rabbi Yehuda writes, Hu yachid v'doyer v'chalmokim halacha k'moisei. The Rabbi Yehuda, who was the undisputable Rashke Bahad, writes about his Edom, that's true. And he has mamish azagoyin and tzitkis and midas and Torah, but he has one problem, one terrible, terrible problem that accompanied him throughout his long life. He had a wife that was mitzayim, levadahim. He could be by an asifa, in a drosha. He could be with rabbanim, and she would come, she would ziddle him, she would be mevayishim. And the people couldn't understand it. And the frat, her father, was so machshav him, how could she do this? They tried to do things, but it didn't go. She insisted, that's it, this story has to be. They couldn't understand it, Rabbi say, until Ada Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, almost 200 years ago. That's the month that he was Nifta. And the way the minig was, that the Tziba came to ask Mechila, was laying on the floor. She came into the room, the Rabbi Yehuda's daughter, and she says, "Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Zayin Moida, please, Ich Betach Zayin Moida, how much I respected you, how I looked at you like the Gadol Hador, and the only reason I was Mevayish you, because that was the condition, that was the precondition in our marriage. You knew what you were, and I knew more than anybody what you are, your Gedula. But the t'nai, the condition of our marriage is that I should always come and insult you and be mecharef and be megadef and tashem you. Please be moid." And the lashon that it says is, "Please be moid that I was the isha kashera oiser etzayim bala." And I'm telling you, Advam Kaviyasim, Rabbi Yosef picked up his head and he shook it. Ka'ois hoidov ha'skoma la'mitah v'reha.
That's why she did it.
Because he forced her. He forced her to be mevazeh him kol yamav. Not only to know how to deal with bizyonis, not only to be mekabel yisurim, to be sameach b'yisurim, but actually to demand it, you have to be a grace of hatzadik. But one thing, you don't have to be a grace of hatzadik. You have to know how to deal with bizyonis. Not let this bizyonis destroy a sekunda neilam haza, because ain't a kedai, it's not worth it. The Chavetz Chaim used to say, he told his nephew once, "A'um glik binach, as a chanish kam bezyoinis, of a necherga, as a chav kovid." You have to be a Chavetz Chaim to say that. But any person has to realize how to deal with bezyoinis. There's a lot to say there. Ria Kodesh says that the most effective kaporet avoinis is the bezyoinis that one gets. The Talmud Dvarim in Chelek Beis has a beautiful, beautiful shmooze, and he says, we all need Chaviv and Yisurim, but Yisurim is Bittul Torah, Bittul Zman, Bittul Gesund. The only Yisurim that there's no Bittul anything is Yoinus. Now Bittul, in the Kaich Rior writes, someone who gives you this Yoinus, it's like you have a rotten tooth, and you're about to go to the dentist, and he punches you in the mouth, and knocks out the tooth, the lungen. Are you a big type? You're tremendous type, and that's the greatness. And we could go on and on, but to realize that there's a positive aspect in this greatness, that it's not easy to be soivel yisurim, to be soivel pain, but this greatness. And think a little deeper. Who makes the real bezayin in this greatness? Who is a person? A chacham, one of the rishonim, writes, nobody was mevazeh me twice. Because after the first time that I didn't react, he saw it wouldn't help, so he didn't do it a second time. A person makes his bizyonis. I enjoy telling over, people say, I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him, right? Oh boy, do you show him. When he becomes like the chayis torfos, the seichel is sar memenu, and eimei menei ala akad, oy does he show someone. Oy does he show someone. A person has to realize he has to know how to deal with bizyonis. But even if the other person is right, and again I stress, there's no chet in giving bizyonis. Don't become about chesed in giving bizyonis, chalila. But to know how to live with bizyonis. But maybe there's a little more to this. One of the most remarkable limudim that we have from Tanakh is the Maisa of David and Shimi ben Gera. David was Melech Yisrael. We can't begin to understand what it means, the Gedul of a Melech. And Shimi ben Gera comes in front of him, and he calls it, Tzei, Tzei, Ish Domem, Ish Blial, and Ibuhu Klolani Klolanim Retzes. And let me tell you, David felt the pain, because the Seif Yom of David insisted that Shimi ben Gera got punished. But you know how David reacted? Dr. Pusik, and he wanted to kill Shimon Gera. Hamoy de Malchus. David said, Hanichuloi v'kalel ki omoloi Hashem. At that moment, the most trying, the most difficult moment, David saw through the hefker upon him, and he realized that, I mean, Hashem yotze hadava, that it's not a hefkevel. That if Shimon Gera does it, that means I deserve it. There's another way of dealing with this yainis, with tzaris. That if either that person gets punished for his averus, but a person has to see the Eibishta, that al chayenu hamesurim biyadecha, not in the hands of the nudnik. The Eibishta fear to veld. Means there armor vatei Hashem leitziv, that's not yitochin in the veld. That's the aleph val betochin. But here I can tell you, you have to be a dovah to think this way. Because here every ben Avram Yisrael Yankov is mechuyev min hatoira to think this way. Like the chinuch, when the mitzvah Reishim Aleph speaks about that very, very difficult mitzvah of not taking the kama, Zok the chinuch, you know what the pshat is? You know what the lemaisa is? Because you have to realize if someone ba'avels you, if someone fashems you, if someone hurts you, it's the Eibista. And his raya? From David HaMelech. That means every person in every shvera matzav has to be equal to the challenge to say, ki amalei Hashem. little betachten, a little amona. These are the eitzes. But the first eitzah has to be to realize that leizu haderech. It's not a way to live life. But there's one more eitzah, let me tell you. That if for some reason, I don't believe that should be, but if for some reason nothing else works, I'll give you an eitzah. The eitzah is to be selfish. Be selfish. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedzayin tells a very strange, very bizarre story that Huna was sick. Rav the Gemara, Papa came to visit him, and he saw that he's dying. Rav Papa, who had Ruach HaKodesh beliefs from Safik, realized that Huna was dying. So Rav Papa went to Satan Gemara, and he told the Chavra Kadisha to prepare Tachricha. There was no Safik that if Huna was dying. The Maisa, something happened. Rav Huna lived. So the Gemara said, Papa was embarrassed. He didn't want to show his face. Can you imagine? You already prepared the Levaya, you have to achrich him, and here he is walking around. Rav Gemara, Rav Papa, Rav Huna says, don't feel bad. In Hachi Havi, that's the way it was. The Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter told Rav Huna, Hayov Lei Mukim B'Mili, and like Rashi teaches, you saw an Avla, and it was an Avla, but you let it go by. Leskumi Bahadei. That's why you were Zoicha to live. Mavul Al Harayim. He was supposed to die. Rav Papa Meruach Kachay saw that. And the Eibishter told Rav Huna, as I state in the Gemara, because he was Mavel Midaisav, because he saw an Avla that was an Avla 100%. And he had the seichel to say, I'm loich for you, it's alright. I'll forgive you, I'll overlook you. Chmavul alayayim. Every blot gemara, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, Mamish one of the Yisaydis and Tereshev Alpeh, and so felt him by Yitzchusim, the only Yitzchus, is because he was loich for Yenim. But as I say to the gemara, because Weiss the Chais, to say those words, that's very, very choshev in Shemayim. That is so choshev that a person is zaycha, literally tarichas yamim. And what the hesber is not important. Like the Gemara says, midah keneged midah, or maybe because it shows a person's a maimon, whatever the hesber is. But one thing I will tell you, this is a very, very special skula. To say, I saw the avla, Ma'avel Midaisa does not mean you say it's not an Avla. That's Eichet HaMadreigah. Ma'avel Midaisa means it's an Avla Gemura, but like Rashi says, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah, I let it go by. I let it pass. And that, those words, whether it's to a Chava, whether it's to a Chavrusa, whether it's to a brother, whether it's to a Rebbe, whether it's to a wife, to parents, to in-laws, whatever it is, those words can care oilemis. Those words can poil Yeshuas. What the ganze Torah about Peh or Rav Huna couldn't do, the words, I'm sorry, I'm moich for you, I'm letting it go, for some reason, cared Velton. And if for some reason a person doesn't have enough seichel to use the other milas, so maybe be selfish. Maybe realize, you know, we live in a time that people run for brachas, for skulas. This is a skula, a bracha that is guaranteed. So when a person has the seichel to realize, einan kedai, it's not worth it. Because he did an avla, so what do I do to myself? When someone is ma'avel midaisav, that's the school of the Yisam Li Skula. That the Abish the Kaviyachu says, I love him, like the Gemara B'Sachim says, Shoshaka, there's Baruch Hu Oyevin, and one of them is Misha in the Koyev. And today how we hear this, people say, I'm not a pushover. I'm not a sucker. I don't think it's a nice word to say, but I want to say it. What do I? I'm a doormat? I have to give in? Would you do it? Would you be Michael? You know what I'd answer them? I certainly would. You know why? Because I'm not a fool. Because I'm not a pushover. I'm not going to give up Mitzchias For what? For Mavis? For Gehenim? For Aksanusa? For Tayyip Nafshe Ba'abai? He's not a fool. He sure is a fool. Do I have to? If you have to, but if you have a bit of circle, you would. Tikkun Hamidus in the Nodin Lachaveroi. There are many eights. I only told you a few eights. But the most important eights is to realize that the only other alternative is to Moiti Esatim in our Olam. That it's not a Loizu Adayuk, it's not a choice. And let me just be Messiah with a Maisa I heard from Rabbi Zalzang isn't. The time I didn't stop how much Oimik, how much Tifkait there was. He told the story of Ramotcha Tzadik, someone who had a tremendous, tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael and for any product of Eretz Yisrael. And this is the time that there was nothing from Eretz Yisrael, there was no travel, there was no commerce. And somehow, B'derech Nes, this Ramotcha got a piece of wool, and it's a kefreid kemoitzi shalom rav. So he went to a tailor. He says, you know what, make me a talus cotton. It's a small piece, but make me a talus cotton. He's going to wear it, call Yonav, and feel like he's in Gan Eden alone. He gives it to the tailor. Expects to get it back the next day. A week, a month goes by, no tailor, no talus. So he goes to the tailor, so what happened? He says, I don't know what to say. I don't know where to begin. This never happened to me. What happened? Tell me, where's my talus? I went to cut out the hole for the neck. And I didn't realize that the beged was folded. And I made two holes. Two holes? This never happened. Why did I make two holes? And he started crying. Why did I make two holes? You don't need two holes, Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't need two holes. How can I be so mishuga? How can I be so careless? And at that moment, the Rebbe felt as if the world came to him. Two holes? That's it. No more talus cutting. And then he stopped and he said, of course I need two holes. One hole is for the talus cotton, and one hole is to test matchala. Are you going to get the cast? Of course, I need two holes. Oh, how wonderful! How priceless the second hole is to test matchala if he's going to get the cast. Very deep, very practical, I should say, a very practical outlook in any situation. When you're in a situation that someone wants to get you angry, a machloek is cast in a skinim. Stop. And say, it's not the Bezayin, it's not the Avla, it's not the wrongdoing, it's an Asayin. And you know what's an Asayin? To see if you're a fool. To see if you're going to be Ma'abed Olamcha, Olam Hazer, Olam Haba. It's an Asayin to see if you have Betochen, if you know Hashem, Amalei Kaleo. It's a Asayin to see if you realize Shemim Chaposen is the Abish, the school of Mikolo Amim. The Alkulam, it's an Asayin. If you will be Zoich, that the Abish Kavayachal will say, Oy Havon, I love that Yid. Because he knows not a Hefgivel, and he knows me Hashem Yatzadava. Whenever you're in a situation, try to think of this story. Try to think of this practical Eitzah. There's a problem, there's a Bezoyin, whatever it is. It's not there to get me angry. It's there, Lanasei Zoisi, to lift me up, and Asayin Lanasei Zoisi. It's there as a training for this Midas HaSavol that Shoyrish Kol HaMidas V'HaMenucha and Shoyrish Kol HaMailas. And it's there to train me to come closer to be the Ish HaSavol. And hopefully to experience that beauty, the Gishmak, in what it means, the Godel HaShalom.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.